That's good.
That's good.
Is that good?
That's really good.
All right. And we're back.
Hell yeah.
Pow, 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 pow. I'm going to be fiddling with this thing the whole fucking episode.
Why, dude?
I don't know. It just
feels weird. It's, you want to know why?
Because we haven't been.
Because your mic looks like this.
Your mic looks like that.
You do this every time, by the way.
I'm a fidgeter.
Have to fix it.
I'm a fidgeter.
No, I mean, you always have the mic pointed that way.
Yeah.
And now it looks great.
It feels great.
You look great.
Thank you.
You sound great.
You know what? You look good.
You look good.
No. You look good.
No, you look good.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's pop these tops.
I already have a pop top.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. We got a lot to talk about. If we're putting this up on video.
Yeah.
We got this old book guy right here.
Oh, the video's coming out.
Hmm?
Hot.
Hot?
I don't even remember.
Well,
YouTube.
We hit record this time, so that's sick.
That is huge.
Yeah.
No one knows. But me and Cal did probably the hottest 45 we've ever done. And he looks at me and he says, "Hey, are we recording?" And I go, "Of course we're recording." Look at it. Look at that green button right there. And I was like, "Wait, it's supposed to be red, isn't it?"
I was like, "There's no timer there, brother."
Oh, no. That was painful.
That was really bad.
That was probably
kind of ruined the night. We tried to do it again, and we just fuck.
All
man.
We did was talk. The next 45 minutes was us just talking about how we couldn't believe that we weren't recording.
we kept just bringing it up.
Oh, so painful.
We're like, this is cringe.
Yeah, that hurt my soul. So we took a little break. we had to back off for a few minutes.
A little mental reset.
Yeah. And I think that was good.
Yeah.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
The world
has happened,
ever changing.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You turned 78?
75, actually.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
But close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty close.
I feel every bit of 78.
Well, you don't look a day over 83.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm dressed in my 70-year-old lady partying in Key West outfit.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel old. Got my dad jeans on.
How are those key limes, bro?
Woo! I'm allergic.
Shit.
No, I'm not. I am. Deadly. Deathly.
Well, I made you.
Dude, I got stung by a bee.
Bro?
This is crazy. So I went out to
Wait, is this like a story?
Yeah.
You got stung by a bee.
I got stung by a bee. On my hand.
Okay. Okay.
On my palm.
On your palm.
So, interesting. We were playing.
You got a little steam.
We were playing.
Yeah.
At the Palms.
Yeah.
It's a golf course out in the desert. Mm-hmm. And, I'm playing like complete dog shit. I mean, I'm getting bent over. Fucked. Justin's just wearing me out. He's playing some of the worst golf I've ever seen. And he's just getting it in the hole. You know what I mean? Like, he's all over the fucking map, but he's making pars.
He's a scrambler, right, man.
He's the nastiest short game.
Hell
dirt
yeah.
Ball Donnie short game. I mean, just out of position, all over the place, par.
Hell yeah, brother.
Jesus. And I can't hit my ass with both hands at this point. I'm playing terrible.
Yeah.
And even when I'm playing well, he's still out scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just frustrated. It's a billion degrees. Probably 70% humidity. It's 106 degrees. And I'm just...
It's pretty tight.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm cooked. And we're on like the 13th hole. I'm like, we still have more to play. Oh,
you
my
like,
God.
You like take
I'm
off
I'm down
shirt.
Like $100. Like, I'm fucked.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. So I reach down to grab my ball. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I look, and there's a little stinger sticking out of my palm. And then I see the bee. He falls off and is like, "You motherfucker! Are you fucking kidding me?" Just to add insult or injury to insult.
Yeah,
actually, at that point,
injury to insult. That's good.
And then I'm fucking now. I'm playing with this bum little gimp hand. They did have coolers full of ice though. That was
that's
the one
nice.
Saving grace. I just shoved my hand in there. It really wasn't that bad. It hurt like fuck at first. Not even that bad, but it was definitely uncomfortable. But yeah, you throw the glove on, you're fine.
You got a little boo boo.
Little boo boo.
Yeah.
Little boo boo. Still there. You can see it.
No, you can't.
I can.
I can't see shit, dude.
You know what? I'm just asking for a little empathy here.
I'm sorry.
Or is that sympathy? What am I looking for?
Sympathy.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
I need you to have a little empathy to empathize with me in my moment of despair.
Uh-huh.
I was having a bad time.
Okay.
And then I continued to have a bad time the next day. I lost like another 60. So I just suck at golf. I have to quit.
Dude, I have you to quit. Literally say this every episode.
I know, but I do. I need to quit.
At this point, you're just a golf addict.
I've always been a golf addict.
Yeah.
But now I'm not good. So it's not even fun. I'm just out there basically to get my balls kicked in.
Then stop. You're going to keep losing money.
I can't, man. I just need another fix.
You're like me every time I go to Vegas and gamble. I'm Ooh. Like, dude, this time I'm going to fucking make bank.
last night I saw my lucky number on an episode of NCIS. Like, dude, yeah, I know, dude, it's my
It's
deck.
A fucking sign, bro.
Yeah, even though I've seen that episode 46 times.
46 is my number.
Let
and
me guess,
I'm pretty
it's
sure
the
that was my 46
where
time.
Someone gets sexually assaulted. That's the one. How'd you know?
But they found the drugs in her cupboard, bro.
And there was like residue on her vagina.
Bro.
Fucking crazy. Bet you never seen that episode.
That was fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, pretty anomalous for
that. I found like one episode.
What?
Basically. That's like that.
I don't watch that show, actually.
Neither do I.
A lot of people have like seen every episode a billion times. I still see
Never have watched it.
Yeah. I still see a new episode every time I watch it, even if I have seen the episode, because I have terrible memory.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It took me, what, a year or so to watch Whiplash?
Yeah.
Already forgot it. I mean, and like I watched it and I was really pumped that I watched it.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It is good.
I remember how
it's
it made
really
me feel.
Yeah.
I don't remember shit about that movie. No, I do remember the one guy.
Do you remember?
J.K. Rowling.
You're doing this to just piss me
off.
Yeah,
I am.
Like, you're trying to piss me off.
Yeah.
I'm catching you,
he's
bro.
He's got big ass arms.
He's got
he
really big arms.
He wears a black t-shirt like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. Do you remember
the
when
one
they're
dude in... with the weird stroke face? Not a stroke. He's kind of got like a little low lip thing going.
What are you talking about?
The main character.
Miles
like
Teller?
He's got a little scar on his face. He's got a little scar.
Little yeah.
Stroke lip. Pop, pop, pop.
Do you remember the scene where he goes with his dad to the movie theater and they put like the raisins and the
he doesn't like
the
he eats around
he's
him.
Like I always eat around him.
Yeah.
See, you remember
yeah.
stuff from the movie.
Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
Let's go. Now I'm starting to remember
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. How hot was Helen Hunt and Mad About You?
I don't fucking know that movie.
It's a show. You
I don't
clown.
Know the show, dude.
Gen Z trash. Are you Gen Z? Or are you a millennial?
I always forget because I'm like right on the border.
You're on the cusp.
I think I'm a millennial.
Oh.
Like, right on the border of it.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's okay. Then you made it. Congratulations.
I don't really care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know why there's a war between millennials and Gen Z. Like, we're kind of all on the same side here.
There isn't.
No, there was.
There is no war.
There was a big TikTok war.
Oh, boy. What is the war?
And that is the biggest deal.
Most millennials don't know how to log into TikTok. They forgot their
Oh, no,
passwords.
They do. They just don't know how to make a TikTok.
Or make it, like, popular.
Good.
Yeah. I totally get that. I don't
it's
know
just
kind of
cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, if you know Christina P.
Yeah.
She finds the greatest.
She finds the best.
Of the millennial yeah. TikToks.
Yeah.
Some of them are boomers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, so, Jen, I always thought I was, like, Generation X or something.
Bro, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, like the Mountain Dew generation.
Extreme!
Code Red, Surge.
What the fuck just happened to the camera, bro? Sorry about that, guys. We're still amateur houring it up. We forgot to format the video card.
Yeah!
And now we're back.
And now we're back. Which, yeah, no harm, no foul. This one's mine.
Take your pick, bro.
This is mine. We were talking about TikTok.
Old people TikTok.
Old people can't do TikTok. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about TikTok. You know
a
little bit.
I don't watch much TikTok. Remy watches a fuck ton of TikTok.
Right. Didn't that one dude get in trouble?
One
Oh,
dude.
No. The one. Oh, we talked about this. The kid getting his ass beat. Bryce Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Getting knocked the fuck
knocked
out.
The fuck out.
And you know what? They wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him duel during the match, so he was just thinking about that the whole time.
Well, shouldn't that have riled him up? Because isn't that what
you
made him beat
bit.
The ass of the waiter the last time?
Yeah, they wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So what happened?
Yeah, I think he's just a little
bitch. What happened to that fire, dude?
I think he's a little bitch. When he goes up against someone who actually knows how to fight, who isn't a barista on a 12-hour shift getting paid minimum wage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're up against someone who's ready to punch you in the mouth.
I can't believe in his
you
promo.
You don't look so tough.
In his fucking, like, promo or whatever leading up to the fight, he was like, I've been in, like, 40 street fights.
40.
I've won them all. I'm a fucking fighter. At the end of the fight, he's like, I mean, I'm not really a fighter.
Right, right, right. When I meant street fights, you know, I meant like verbal altercations, you know what I mean? Sometimes I might scream at a toll booth operator.
Yeah.
You know, I might get like really aggressive at like a grocery store with a guy who undercuts me, you know, or like maybe hops in line in front of me when I'm checking out.
I really meant that I was challenging my friends in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And the times that I won were the official matches, you know. We didn't count the 100 times that I lost.
When I said I throw hands, I mean that, like, I carry around, like, a prosthetic hand and I'll throw it at people to prank them in the streets, bro. But I don't really know how to fight.
I just can't.
It showed.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
It was great, actually. I enjoyed that.
It was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I didn't like buy the fight or anything, but I watched the fucking highlight of him getting knocked the fuck out with his bloody nose and shit.
Yeah.
Now, the guy that knocked him out, not better of a person at all. That guy sucks.
Definitely a better fighter.
Better fighter, shit person. There's a lot of controversy around that guy because he like started the company that hosted that event. And now there's a lot of like money laundering shit going on with that.
What event? The fight?
Yeah, the fight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That guy's a piece of shit, by the way. I can't remember his name. Austin McBroom, I think that's his name. Ace Family.
Nah.
Family Vloggers.
Oof, we know how those turn out.
They have a mega mansion with like five fucking custom souped up cars. And they're family vloggers too, by the way.
What does that mean?
That means that they vlog about their family, like their kids, you know, family life.
That guy has a kid?
He has like two.
He looked like he was like 17 years old.
He's old. He's like
30
something.
Oh, he's a grown man.
Maybe late 20. I don't know his age, but yeah.
He's like 40.
He's a grown man.
He's beating a child.
Yeah.
How old is that other kid?
Bryce Hall?
Yeah. He's like 22.
Probably early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just using your grown man strength to just beat a child in front of people.
Dude, dad strength is real.
It's a real thing.
It's fucking real.
It's a real thing. Yeah, because you got all that rage built up.
Yeah. That's one way of putting it.
I can't hit my kid. I'm going to hit this kid. I'm going to beat the shit out of this kid. Quit jumping on my damn bed.
I always thought it was like, you know, a natural hormonal thing that happens to dads.
Yeah,
because
you lose
kids.
Testosterone, but what you lose in testosterone, you gain in blinding rage. Just rip a phone book in half.
I mean, dude,
I've kid
seen
won't
some
quit
videos.
Asking you why after everything.
I've seen some videos like the dad reflexes.
Yeah. Oh,
shit is nuts.
That shit is real.
Yeah.
That shit is real. Yeah, and like the moms who will like lift a bus to save their kid or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I believe in that stuff.
Oh,
That's real. But yeah, some of those, like, I mean, you see some guys in loafers and cargo shorts that are pulling off catches that Juju can't even get close to.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fucking nuts.
It's fucking nuts.
They got the racist 3000 sunglasses on and the backwards cap. Dude,
they got the outfit on.
And they fucking just do this.
Right. Out of nowhere. They don't even look.
The kid's head is like right behind the hands here. Just doesn't even fucking.
Doesn't drop his beer.
Yeah.
Because like we've all seen no look passes, but no look catches. That's where it's at.
That's the dad shit.
That
dude.
Is some dad shit.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
My dad and my stepdad. Nah, not really great at that. You know, it's like, he'll figure it out. Let him bump into everything in the house a couple of times. He won't do it again. There's different levels of parenting.
Real
you know?
Shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, we keep saying it. Lots going on.
Yeah.
One thing we got to do with the golf addict in me, shout out Colin Morikawa.
Yeah. Good
Damn.
Shit, bro.
Damn.
Congrats. That's his second major
yep.
at 24 years old.
Wow.
Kind of nuts.
Only other guy that won the Open and the PGA Championship before 25, Tiger Woods.
Why does everyone keep bringing up these stats?
Well, because
they did this with Rory, and they did this with Jordan Spieth, and now they're doing it with Morikawa.
Right.
There's a fucking curse with this shit, bro.
Well, no, there's no curse. What you're doing is you're literally, how do I phrase this? You're comparing him or these players to the greatest golf anomaly of all time. No one's ever going to do what he did.
At the ripe age of 24.
Right. No one's doing what Tiger did.
No
one's going to do that. But that's because he made golf so much better.
Yeah.
He made, like, I mean, now you have legit athletes and just, like, kids that are playing golf since day one.
Yeah.
And all of them are doing it. You know, it's, like, actually cool. So, yeah, you're not just getting, like, nerdy country club kids or, you know, sons of golf pros. You're getting, like, kids from every walk of life. Well, more upper crust.
Very upper crust.
Yeah. But at the same time, it is cool. I mean, that's cool. That's elite company to be in.
Something, for sure.
Something to be said for that. But yeah, congratulations. I mean, this fucking kid, all I needed for him to do was just take a dive. If he had just fallen apart halfway through that round, I would have gotten paid. And this fucking clown, he's so good, and he just won't miss. He wouldn't fuck up. He's that, like, he just, there's
can't believe you're thinking about yourself, dude.
Of course
this
I am.
Shining moment of this man who,
he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about me.
Yeah, you're right.
He's already paid. I'm trying to get paid. Fuck you, Colin. I'm just joking. He's great. He's great for the game.
He's a nice
guy,
too. He's
a great kid. Yeah, he's played at the club a couple times. Yeah, so he's represented by people we know. He's just, world-class kid. I mean, unbelievable talent. What a championship.
Spieth was up there.
Spieth, man.
He's close.
God, Spieth plays like Justin. That's what you're looking at.
Really?
He's just going to fucking hack it around, and then the second he's around the green, he's just going to make every putt and chip it to, like, no further than 6 feet.
Dude, my boy Will Zalatoris.
Did he WD?
He would WD'd.
Why?
He took a really bad back injury hitting it out of the rough. Just fucking.
Yeah, he's a little stick, man.
A little toothpick.
Yeah, he really is. Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was, like, COVID protocol or something. I don't know.
No, he just fucked his back up.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That's a can't-miss kid there.
100%.
He's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Good in the majors.
Yeah, really good.
Damn, that's crazy. Hitting it, you would think you'd hurt your wrist before you hurt your back.
I know.
He's got those little stick arms. Huh. Poor buddy. Well, speedy recovery to Mr. Zalatoris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Demon Deacons.
Go Deeks.
Yeah. To the Deeks. Triple Deek.
Go Deeks, dude.
Scott Day.
Scott Day.
Fucking die. So, good job, Colin. I played in the desert. I got stung by a bee. And I'm not good at golf.
Quit, so, you idiot.
It's pretty cool to see someone
fucking
who is.
Stop playing this stupid game.
I did play a cool golf course called Tamarisk out there. Apparently, Frank Sinatra lived on the course at one point. His compound's still there. Dope. Old Hollywood course. That was fun. That was actually, like, a pretty cool treat. If you can get out there, definitely do that.
But I mean, dude, I'm addicted to Valorant and I suck at it, so I get it. It's just golf.
See?
Golf takes a lot longer. Like, that's a big commitment.
No, it doesn't.
It's a lot more money.
You can sit
about.
And play Valorant for 12 hours straight.
I mean, you could.
You got to get the fuck off
but
that golf
one
course.
Game of Valorant versus one game of golf.
That's true. But
I could get 6 games of Valorant in before you're done with one round of golf. My guy.
Let me tell you something about that.
Yeah?
That's highly problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is deeply troubling.
I love it. It's
there's
so
a,
much fun.
There's a little bit different to going out and interacting with the boys in the
I
real
interact with the boys.
Wait, give me a minute. Don't try and defend yourself yet. Let me make the argument.
Yeah.
Going out, having a couple brews, being in nature, you know, maybe seeing the freeway from the golf course, seeing a bird, maybe a squirrel.
Getting a sunburn.
That rush.
Getting a bee sting.
Oh, getting any amount of vitamin D over here with Mr. Powder. Settle down. Jesus Christ. He's auditioning for Interview with a Vampire 2, the job
interview. I fucking hate you, man.
Job interview with a vampire.
Do I really look that pale?
I mean,
I look pretty pale, don't I?
You're not like alabaster, but like, you're white.
Shit!
Yeah, you're white. You're definitely white. I don't think, even if you were in the sun, you're going to get that much darker, though.
It's going to take me a while.
Right. You'd have to.
It took years of marching band and golf to get to a tan.
Mm.
Like, that was sustainable.
Ooh, a tan cow, though.
I used to be tan as fuck.
That could be a thing. That should be a thing.
I just have to tan outside for like 3 hours a day.
Mm.
That is hard.
I mean, that's what? 5 games of Valorant? Cheers.
God damn it. I mean, dude, listen. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to work back to being tan.
Do it. That'd be
I'm
great.
Trying.
Tall, handsome, tan cow. Come on, man. Just
used to be tan.
Breaking hearts, making putts, slapping. You do need to play some golf. You got to get outside.
I know.
It's a great excuse to be outside for 4 hours. It is miserable, though, when you're playing bad. Come on. We all know that.
Yeah.
It is terrible. But
and I want to play sleeveless. So I get the whole arm tan going.
Well, you can, dude, you can go to any muni in California.
I don't want to go to a muni.
You can play shirtless. We're going to DeBell. We're going to DeBell.
Let's go.
I'm telling you, man.
It's my favorite course out
it
here,
It is
bro.
My least favorite course, but I hold it in very high regard because I played with you guys.
Yeah, it's
it was like one
fun.
Of my first courses
you
to play with
you
guys.
Fucked up and just fucking play this shit course.
Just watch Blake hit iron after 4 iron after 4 iron. Dude.
Like, why do you even have woods in your bag, bro?
Dude, you're 20 feet out. I'm going to take the 4 iron. Hops it up there. All right, so, Cal, speaking of playing video games.
Oh, yeah?
And why you're never going to be tan.
Shut up.
You got a new jobby, buddy.
I
congratulations.
Did get a new job. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking proud of you. I'm so glad.
Game tester.
Yeah.
Working towards a new career path.
Right. You're working for, it says here, Candy Crush?
Yeah.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, I just swipe on candy like 8 hours a day. And... if I don't get a high score, I report that's a bug.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, bro, I didn't get enough points there.
I didn't even know Candy Crush still happened.
Oh, dude, it's a moneymaker.
Of course.
Dude, mobile apps make bank.
Oof.
Roblox is on mobile.
What's that?
Roblox.
What's that?
I told you about Roblox.
Why'd you tell me about Roblox?
Because that's what I work for.
Oh,
well, I work for a company. I work for a company that makes games for Roblox,
which is dope.
Yeah,
and I knew he doesn't work for Candy.
Yeah,
yeah. Poor attempt at a bit. But yeah, congratulations, Cal. Now working for, I don't know the company that, but I would just say Roblox. I'd be like, he's testing games.
Yeah,
I test
games for Roblox. Game
That's
company.
Fucking sick.
Yeah.
I remember when we were talking about, because we've talked about it for a while.
Yeah.
Obviously, not on the pod, but...
Wonderworks Studio, by the way.
There it is. Shout out Wonderworks.
Yeah.
Wonderworks Studios.
They make kids' games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's the majority of people getting hooked to these games that are going to be the, you know, your buyers forever? It's kids. You gotta get them young.
Yeah.
Hook them.
Get them on the iPad, their mom's iPad.
Right.
That credit card that loaded credit on the App Store.
Let's go, baby.
Mom, I need more Robux.
Is that what they do?
It's so you know how it's like V-Bucks for Valorant or not Valorant,
so it's like buying Bitcoin.
No, it's like wasting your money.
Like buying Bitcoin.
Do not say that to the crypto community. They're gonna be like, what?
What
no,
the fuck, man?
Bro, it fucking grows, bro. It's gonna be the currency of the century, bro.
Bro, like, I'm telling you, it might be down to 31 now, but dude, it's gonna be at 40 by the end of the week.
We are going to have Bitcoin ATMs all over the place, bro. You're gonna wish you had Bitcoin.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
So fucking stupid. I want Bitbucks.
What's that?
I want like a dollar bill to have Elon Musk's face on it. Or, you know, like Zuckerberg or, you know, like who are these crypto kings? Because obviously American currency, we have presidents on it. So what's the physical representation of a Bitcoin?
But that's not the point. The point of Bitcoin is not to be physical.
Exactly.
It's in the ether.
I understand that. But the what happens on like a stormy day? All the power's out. My phone, I haven't been able to charge my phone. How do I buy anything?
You're fucked.
See, that's fucked. I need some cash.
Yeah, that's the danger of Bitcoin.
Mm.
But American infrastructure, I mean, in Texas,
we should back Bitcoin and gold.
Fuck that. No. That'd make it American currency. That's so dangerous.
No, no, no. We're not backed by gold.
Yeah, we are.
Oh.
We used
to
be.
No, no. Yeah. 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 The greenback. But no, no, not the dollar. The dollar is...
We still shouldn't do it.
Let's do it.
That's really dumb.
I'm just going to buy gold.
Yeah, buy gold.
That's tight.
Yeah, let's see how that turns out, bro.
I mean, worst case scenario, fat ass rope chain. That'd be cool. Right? Turn some bricks into chains. Get you a bracelet. An anklet. If I got you, a $20,000 anklet, would you wear it?
An anklet.
Yeah. It's just gold.
Just a gold chain?
Yep, around your ankle.
Oh, I would 100% wear that shit.
We could even make it look like a house arrest bracelet. That'd be dope.
I'm down for that.
Okay. All right. Note.
I want a big blocky thing on one of my ankles so that I'm walking with a limp the rest of my life.
That'd be tight, too.
Yeah.
Limps are cool.
Limps are fucking dope.
Limps kind of show you've been through some shit.
I want you to cut my calf off and replace it with a golden peg
leg. This fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Golden peg leg. I want a golden peg leg.
Damn. We could even get you two peg legs and make you taller.
No.
That'd be cool.
I want to have at least one leg. It's important.
God, you just refuse to commit, huh?
Why would I? Dude, I can't go anywhere with two peg. I can't.
You
want to
bet?
Yeah, I want to bet.
You
want to
bet?
Yeah.
You could go on a roller coaster. They put you at the front of the line.
I can do that with one peg leg, dude.
I'm just saying, come two, on. We get there a little bit slower. All right, so we're moving on. No, but seriously, like the Roblox thing, that's huge.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's like a cool opportunity to be able to work in the industry that we were trying to, where you have been trying to or want to work in.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big opportunity.
Yeah, I can't wait to the start. Like, I've always just wanted to be a storyteller.
Right.
And I still want it to be movies and TV, but I mean, video games, it's like, it's a huge market.
Dude, we both
a lot
know.
Of people tell really great stories. Some of the best
absolutely,
I've ever seen
absolutely.
In video games. So
it's, yeah, that immersive experience. Yeah. Yeah. It's so, so powerful.
Dude, I've been going back to The Witcher 3, even the side quests, some of the best stories I've ever like seen.
Right. It's like
so
a
good.
Lot of it can be some of that, you know, what is it? Like rinse, wash, repeat kind
of
shit. But then
some
every
it,
now
yeah.
and then you step onto one or you're like looking for diagrams and shit and like it's fucking phenomenal, especially with how big the game is.
Huge.
Anyways, yeah, for them to even have like for like 35% of it to be original with the scope of that game is fucking incredible.
It's crazy how good that game is.
I love it. Yeah, a lot of the it's
and this is my first play.
The side quests
too.
Are like the most fun.
Yeah,
like not having to actually go along with the fucking goofy story some of the time.
Yeah,
yeah, Witcher's good.
Which is good.
Coming back. Season 2.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Really excited.
Cavill. I didn't call him Cavay.
Yeah. Look at that, dude.
It's because I'm proud of you.
Let's fucking go.
Let's see. What else we got? Let's go with floods, Delta, and masks.
Nah.
You don't want to do it?
I think that's fine.
One thing I will say. The footage of the floods.
Scary.
Scary. But didn't it kind of remind you of the Chocolate River in Willy Wonka?
Damn it.
I was waiting to see old Augustus Gloot's fat ass just floating down like
some
a piece
guy
of
on
pork
ass
fat
is
and
just
baked
like
beans.
Walking out there. It's like,
holy shit.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, and there's no walking out. Like, you're like, holy.
Yeah, you're
hell.
Like swept away.
Through those old ass. Dude, that was crazy. Did you ever go to Busch Gardens?
Fuck yeah. I
fuck
love
yeah.
Busch
Gardens. Busch
Gardens
fucks. Yeah.
That's like my favorite theme park of all time.
Really?
I fucking love Busch Gardens. Roller coasters were the best at Busch Gardens.
Yeah, they had some good ones.
They had some really good ones.
I'm trying to think. Apollo's Chariot.
Kind of Griffin.
Griffin.
The fucking. It
was like
the
a
Intimidator.
Loch Ness.
Was the Intimidator at Busch Gardens, or was that?
That's King's Dominion.
I think that's Carowinds.
Shut your mouth. No one's ever been to Carowinds.
I've been to Carowinds 4 times.
See, that's how unimportant it is.
3 of them from middle school trips.
That's how obscure it is.
Yeah.
You remember only being there 4 times.
Yeah.
I've been to King's Dominion and Busch Gardens so many times, I can't remember.
I've been to Busch Gardens like 3 times.
But you also didn't live. I live right next to Williamsburg.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense. You had to like travel to go to Busch Gardens.
Shit was bomb, though.
It is bomb.
I love Busch Gardens.
Dude, and like all the little towns. You know, you got Little Italy. You got, I don't know, do you call it Germany? Seems problematic.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I want to go now that I'm over 21. Do they have drinks there?
Fuck yeah.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Oh, you can get a beer.
Let's go.
Yeah. You can
let's
get a big
fucking
old,
go.
Big old, let's go to Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
From let's California.
Go let's go to Busch Gardens.
Let's take a road trip, bro.
No road trip. No, we're taking a flight.
If I'm flying anywhere, it's not to Busch Gardens. Fuck that.
We have to make content out of it.
Okay.
I feel
yeah,
like Busch
yeah.
Gardens doesn't get that much love. I feel like no one, at
I
least
don't know
in
if
California,
it deserves
even knows.
The love we're talking about giving it. Unless they're paying for
it. I mean, I went
flight.
When I was like really, like not small. I would say I was like in around the 12 to 15 years range.
I just remember the shitty overpriced food. You can get some like penne pasta for $47.
Yeah.
It's got like a dusting of what looks like marinara sauce, but it's probably just like hobo blood. And that, you know, you get the shitty shaky cheese.
You're ruining the magic, dude. I remember Busch Gardens being so
one
fun.
One thing I will say, the ice cream cones and beer in like the German little themed area. Bomb. Oh, you know why you can't do these things anymore? You know what the most fun part was? Like the little jungle gym things.
Yeah.
Those were like the rope courses and
those
shit.
Those were fucking dope.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be all sweaty, breathing hard. And people are going to be like, why is someone's dad up here without
their
kid?
Your joints
kid?
Are like in pain.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. You're like constantly trying to just pull your pants up or, yeah, not look too old. Like, that's not cool.
No.
I should be there with a child at this point in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I should have my own kid that I'm trying to keep up with. Instead, I'm like just trying to not God. Look like, you know, someone who's there. To do devious acts.
Yeah. You got like a Stein in one hand from Germany.
Sir,
like,
you can't bring that up here.
Right. That was fun. I was going to do that.
Just start puking up there. Hey, mommy puked on me. We are killing the planet.
Why do you keep looking at your notes, bro? Let's just
well,
have
no,
a rant.
No. I wanted to get this part out because we were talking about the floods, the Delta.
Oh, yeah.
We are killing the planet. The fire in the ocean that happened in the Gulf of Mexico, how about that? That was pretty cool.
Shit pissed me off.
I mean, what?
I hate that
Everyone's
shit.
Everyone's like, oh, just pour some water on it. Stop doing that.
Dude, I learned about like...
Like, what is that even... Is it out? Is it still
burning?
Yeah,
it's out. Okay. They had to get fire department boats to the middle of the ocean to spray water. Onto the ocean.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why are we spraying more water on the water? It's hot water. I understand
it's,
that.
It's really hot water.
I mean, it looked hot.
Yeah.
The gates of hell.
That's
hot.
The kind of water I pictured when I was little. And I would, if I ever like, I never put the water all the way to hot in the shower. And I always pictured in my head when I was like 6 that it would just come out as fire.
Right. I was like, it's going to burn me alive.
Yeah.
That's fucking
just
crazy.
Just lava. That's the shit.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild, dude. I woke up and saw that and I was like, why is the Gulf of Mexico trending?
Dude, it literally looked like a fucking scene from a disaster movie. Like, it looked like CGI.
It was a disaster movie.
But, like, it looked like CGI.
Oh,
it didn't
yeah.
look real.
It looked like the end of the world.
The helicopter shot was too good. Whoever yeah. was in that helicopter was a cinematographer.
100%.
They were
and
killing it.
They're getting an award for that shot.
Yeah,
they yeah.
better.
That shit was crazy.
It was nuts.
We're lighting the ocean on fire now.
It looked like the pit of hell.
We're going to show you, planet. We've been trying to kill you all these years. We're going to finally do it, you son of a bitch.
You think you could flood our country? Well, we'll burn your ocean,
yeah, bro.
It's
going to be real hard to flood us with no water, you punk bitch.
We're going to fill it with oil and burn it, bitch.
Suck it. Nerd. Yeah, no, I felt bad. Like, that was, like, one of those shining examples of, like, wow, we really are the problem, aren't
well,
we?
Well, no, it's a really shining example, though, that, like, the everyday working class person is not to blame for our planet dying.
Because well, that I'm is pretty an oil sure it company. Was, it was a working class Momo that made the mistake.
No, it was
if he
probably,
had done his job right. I'm just
you know
joking.
What it probably was? It was probably poor infrastructure of pipelines.
Because they didn't want
to put
the money
Because they wanted to cheap. Yeah, they wanted to cheap out.
One
Look at the fucking building percent. In Florida that just collapsed, dude, and killed, like, dozens of people. That is corporate greed.
And, I mean,
it is negligence. It's Florida. It's negligence. Dude.
Right.
It would have cost them, like, what, $9 million to fix the cracks that were showing in that building, and they were like, it'll be fine.
They're like, dude, listen.
Dozens of lives lost later.
We could do that, or you want to take a bump? The guy's like, yeah, let's take a bump.
I was like,
that's a good idea.
Dude, I'm saving $9 million by not fixing this building, so let's fucking blow some coke right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get blasted. I mean.
He's like partying in Miami. Woo! He's like, let's go, dude.
Was I supposed to be doing something? Ah, fuck it.
3 years later.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big, but dude, I learned.
Big whoops.
I learned today, actually. That, like, companies, grocery stores, Amazon, all these big companies, I just spilled, all these big companies to, like, basically fake the demand will trash or destroy, like, hundreds of thousands of product in order to keep prices up.
Weird.
Yeah. So, like, Amazon, for example, like, mask demand is going down, right?
Right.
So you would assume that the price of masks would go down. But what Amazon is doing is they're literally throwing hundreds of thousands of packages of masks into a landfill so that they can pretend that they don't have enough masks to give to people to keep the demand to seem high.
Right,
as opposed
right,
to supply.
Right.
So that's how they keep prices up and still make a profit.
Wow.
Like tech, TVs, laptops, fucking anything. They'll throw in a landfill to keep prices up and demand at like a fake level.
That's amazing.
It's fucking nuts.
That's
so
smart
like,
business, if you
look
ask
at,
me.
You look at that fire in the ocean. You look at these fucking landfills that are started by companies with all of these are usable products, by the way. Food, too. Like
oh,
trillions
the food
of tons
is,
of
yeah,
food.
Yeah. The food thing's crazy.
You look at that shit and you're like, and if you think to yourself that you should be saving your plastic bags, like the earth dying is not your fault because you're throwing away plastic bags.
Right.
It is the
right.
fault of these fucking giant ass companies that are just trying to keep making money and not care about people.
Right.
So,
which is why Walmart spread the fucking Wuhan Weezer. Everyone knows that. Target.
Yeah.
Amazon. Walmart. They're all in on it.
Yep.
They all knew. They wanted it to go out because then they get rid of all the small businesses, and now we got to go to Walmart.
Now we have to go to Walmart.
Everyone was doing their best. They're like, no, I like to support local business, you know, small business. Walmart was like, I'm going to fix your ass. I got you.
Yeah.
The Waltons, they're dirty.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, he's like, I'm going to step down.
I got my PS5 from Best Buy, bro.
Ooh.
You know, they're making bank off that shit.
You would have gotten it from Walmart at that point.
I,
you were desperate.
I was about to get it from Walmart.
Yeah, you had that look in your
Walmart's
eye.
Walmart's website was failing. That's right. Why I couldn't get it from Walmart.
I don't think you would have, you were like, I'll give a blowjob desperate, but you were definitely, you would have considered a hand job.
I would have considered a hand job.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You had that
Maybe
look
some
in your
spit.
Eye. You had some fire in your eye.
I would have even spit on it.
Whoa.
For a PS5.
I'd be like, I'll pour some soda. I don't know about spitting on it. It's too personal. That means I'm trying to do a good job. I'm not really. I don't know, man.
It's just ever being put in. Like, I don't know. I'm not about that.
Yeah, I'll pour a little
that means I have to look
it.
At it. Yeah, I don't want to look at it. I just want to. I just want to jerk it.
Yeah, no, the planet shit is problematic. There's nothing we can do.
It's genuinely heartbreaking, man, that like grocery stores will throw away decent food instead of just giving it to the homeless and the hungry.
That's kind of like bird feeders.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
dude, the
you give it to shelters.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Give it to
but
anyone.
I don't like, I don't mean like, hey, let's just put them, you know, right out behind the store. You know what I mean? Because people who pay for the shit would just kind of show up and
no,
start,
yeah, they just give it to like
it
a
to
food
shelters.
Bank
yeah.
or yeah, or shelter.
Food bank, shelters.
Yeah,
that'd be
that's
great.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's 100. Yeah. Why
they
don't
mean
do that.
Leave it out like a bird feeder.
No, but there should be, but see, that's like where you could use like, what's the word I'm looking for? Legislation to dictate that.
Yeah.
Like, or you could incentivize corporations to not waste.
Yeah.
The same way you can penalize them for wasting. But obviously lobbies and everyone
lobbies,
tries
the
to
profit
keep
motive.
Right, right.
Supply and demand.
Everyone tries to. It's an infinite growth paradigm.
Yeah.
You know, like we need to make more.
We need
we're
higher
down,
numbers.
We're down 1.5% this quarter.
Quarter three needs to be bigger. More short-term gain.
Huge.
Lay off 500 workers.
Let's
God
get rid of
it.
Them and then we'll show profit. It's so sad. Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's really sad.
But yeah, I think that's actually a great idea. Let's not so much try and penalize these greedy fucks. But incentivize them
yeah.
to just get rid of it.
I'm all about that shit, bro.
Hey, man, you want to not pay taxes? Then give away. You got to give something back.
Got to give something back.
Just feed yeah. people, whatever. And yeah, a lot of, you know, it's easy to just be like, well, why are we giving the homeless? There are a lot of people that rely on food banks.
Yeah.
That are not homeless.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah. a lot of these people work full-time jobs and have families, you know? So
there are 17 million vacant homes in this country, by the way. Mm-hmm. And like what? Like a million homeless people.
So you're saying we should start flipping houses?
Just throw them in there, bro.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh, families. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. It's just the second you want to attach bureaucracy to anything, nothing happens. It's just so slow.
I mean...
It
yeah.
takes so long. Well, and then
yeah, the
people
efficiency
fight
of the,
it. Yeah, yeah, it's just
the efficiency
system.
Of the American government is a real.
And
problem.
You know what would help a lot is if you could pay those people. Because, I mean, you know, there's only so much you're willing to do for fucking
$33,000
a year.
But they look at a lobbyist check for like, what, $120,000?
Oh, you don't even want to know. You don't even want to know.
I'll sign any bill you want, brother.
Right. No, you don't even. It's fucking insane.
Nuts.
Yeah. I mean, you can change the world through lobbying.
Yeah.
Breakfast. Seriously.
Breakfast.
The American breakfast. The bacon,
American
the
breakfast.
Eggs, that shit. The lobby. That was a lobbyist. Like,
really?
That was a farming lobby, yeah. An agriculture lobby.
I mean, dude, sugar.
Or a whole group of lobbyists that wanted to get farming subsidized. So they just put a fuck ton of money into making bacon and eggs. The
America!
Staple. Yeah. That's crazy, because people are like, at first, like, ew, bacon and egg. Why are you eating that for breakfast? You just have some gruel.
Yeah.
Gruel's great.
I love gruel.
Gruel's my favorite.
Did you see that thing I retweeted? Is that why you
no,
that
no. What?
Because I just, like, tweeted, like, a photo of a guy who was, like, eating gruel. And it's like, I love gruel.
No, that's amazing. That's phenomenal.
That's so good. It was in relation to Space Jam 2, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you're eating a plate of shit while you watch it?
Because it was, like, a Venn diagram, and it was, like, shut up, it's made for kids, and the other side was just let people like what they like, and in the middle was the guy. I love gruel. It's the best.
You know what, I love that. And yeah, and great. I believe in that, because there is a guy out there that fucking loves gruel.
Yes,
it's like his
dude.
Shit. He's like, what are you guys doing? Love
dude,
gruel.
Throw some hot sauce on this bad boy. It's pretty
dude,
fucking good.
Serial killers love gruel. Or like plain oatmeal.
Yeah.
You got to be some kind of
oh
sick
my God.
Son of a bitch to love plain oatmeal.
Plain oatmeal, brother.
You're not even going to put a little cinnamon, some sugar in it?
Dude, anything.
Nah. I like it piping hot and plain.
Even raisins, dude. Just come on. No.
Piping hot and plain. I want third degree burns and no taste other than blood in my mouth. Like, you are a crazy person.
I want to feel the blisters on my tongue.
Oh, delicious. I might put some salt on it. That's just nasty. What are you so damn nasty for?
Oh, my God.
Let's
holy shit.
Yeah. Oh.
Woo! That is hot.
Space Jam 2, though. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched
it. I feel like I should watch it.
No.
I was a huge fan of the Ridge.
No.
Really?
Don't
do it?
Don't watch it, dude.
Really?
So,
because I don't want to have to hate LeBron.
The only reason I watched this movie was because I saw a tweet that of the guy, and the caption was, "Facts, bro," and the picture was a LeBron in the Space Jam thing, and it was a screen cap of a tweet that said, man, you know, you guys got to realize that Space Jam 2 was made for children. It's supposed to be goofy, funny, ridiculous. It's not made for your corny-ass 30-year-old dumbass. And I look at a tweet like that. I look at a tweet like that, and I'm like, okay, so what are you defending here? Are you defending the movie? Do you like the movie if it's made for children?
Right.
Do you think so? Like, I don't get the logic of someone that calls a kid's movie, if it's made for children, like, you're not allowed to criticize it because it's made for children. So at that point, you're basically, because, dude, a fucking Ghibli movie is made for children.
Made for children, but it's
in a way. I wouldn't say it's made for children. I would say more, let's go Pixar, because Ghibli's a little.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Ghibli's got a lot going on. But a Pixar movie is made for children. Dude, Marvel movies are made for children.
You hold your tongue, sir.
That's, dude, literally, that's why they get so many that makes sense.
I mean, you don't see a lot of adults wearing Marvel underpants.
Oh, there's plenty out there.
Oh, they're weirdos.
There's plenty out there.
Plenty of hot chicks on Twitch right now. Look at my Thor panties.
There's a lot of people out there that like Marvel, and I'm not saying it's bad, but, like, when you make the position that you're not allowed to like a movie, or, like, you're not allowed to hate on a movie because it's made for children, that is the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
That is, yeah.
Sent me on a spiral, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm watching this fucking stupid movie. And so I turned it on, immediately regretted it.
Why?
But I pushed through.
How do you immediately regret it?
Dude, well, literally the first 5 minutes, you're just like, okay, this is not going to be good.
Really?
Because it's like Don Cheadle. He's like,
he's great.
He's like, I'm Al G Rhythm. Like, he like lives in a computer. I'm getting a call.
Algorithm.
He's like, I'm Al G Rhythm, and I'm here to create. It's like, it's first of all, it's
they totally miss an Al Gore joke too.
Yeah. First of all, it's a 2-hour movie. Mm. That is an egregious length for a movie about cartoons and basketball.
Well, and cartoons that no one gives a fuck about anymore.
Yeah. And if it's quote unquote made for children,
why are they doing the Looney
children
Tunes?
Don't fucking know what the Looney Tunes are.
Right. LeBron had an opportunity to use every fucking cartoon. Oh my God, could you imagine if he had used like the Cartoon Network roster? How amazing would that have been?
Dude, and Warner Brothers owns Cartoon Network, don't they?
That I don't know.
Well, they own Rick and Morty, so they own Adult Swim, so they own Cartoon Network.
I don't know. Probably.
That's what I assume.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we could look this up. But
anyway,
whatever.
it's like I can't even really fully explain it, but there's just something that I it felt so off to me the whole time, and like the whole time I had that tweet in my head that it was made for children,
right?
Yet they are referencing rated R movies here. They're referencing Mad Max Fury Road, like a straight up entire scene from Mad Max Fury Road with Looney Tunes pasted into it.
That's amazing.
Like, that's how crazy they go with it.
Right.
And it's not even fun to watch either. Like, you got LeBron in the car with this crazy haircut, and he's like, got his face on him. He's like, what's going on? And like, Wile E. Coyote's spraying the fucking shit in his mouth.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, but it was bad. It was bad how they did it, because they literally just took shots from the actual movie. Like, you could have stylized it or something. This just looks weird. But there's like a string of movie references from Warner Brothers that Warner Brothers owns. And it just felt like Warner Brothers was just doing this.
So they just took their properties
the whole time. Yeah. They're like, God, we make such good movies.
We're so cool.
Like Casablanca was like one of the last ones. And I'm like, okay, you think kids are going to fucking know what Casablanca is? Come on. This should not be for kids.
That's like one of those things that cartoons do a lot, though, where they reference you know, masterpieces.
Yeah, of course.
And they reference everything in life. And kids, I remember being a kid, having this like huge vocabulary of references that I would say stuff and people would be like, how do you know about that? And I'd be like, oh, I saw it on a show. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, what show? And like, you show them a cartoon, they're like, what the fuck? Because it's adults that make these shows. So they, you know, they like put characters in certain situations. So I get that. You don't have to get it if the scene's good. And then later in life, you come back and you're like, yeah, if it's not good, it's not good. But of course, LeBron, I mean, that to me, I just didn't understand. I'm like, the Looney Tunes?
And LeBron,
no one even talks about the Looney Tunes anymore.
No.
No one gives a fuck.
No one gives a single fuck. And it felt like the movie didn't either. The movie mostly cared about LeBron and his relationship with his son. And LeBron just kind of seemed like an asshole for most of the movie. He was like, basketball is played this way. He's like kind of a boomer about it.
Right.
And his son is like, he's like a 12-year-old, but he's making this great basketball game. Like he's creating a video game. He's got like 5 monitors in front of him. And I'm like, you're telling me this is a 12-year-old?
Could be.
Fucking creating a video game. I mean, hats off to him. But the whole time I kept thinking like, what if LeBron's fucking stoner kid watches this and he's like, Dad, is that what you want me to be? He's like a fucking genius video game coder and LeBron looks at his kids. He's like smoking doobies. I mean, I don't care. Like, I literally don't. Like,
no, because his son's a fucking beast. His son's a good player.
Yeah, his son's great.
Yeah.
But I just kept thinking the whole time, I was like, man, that'd be really funny if his son just felt bad for looking at this fucking crazy,
that's
like, smart
kid. That's what Pop wants
kid.
Me to be. I'm never going to be that.
It's like, I don't know. LeBron was just kind of a douche the whole time. And the theme of the movie, I guess, was that LeBron needs to have fun with basketball again. I don't know. It was.
Wow.
Like, what was so magical about the first one was like MJ was kind of mystified with basketball.
Yeah,
he was over it.
Yeah. He was done.
And cartoons brought him back.
Right.
You know?
Having fun.
Yeah.
Playing a game that, like, you know, it didn't matter as far as championships goes, but he wanted to win.
Yeah.
He gave him that thrill again to want to win.
Yeah. And like, he had fun.
Yeah. Like, and they didn't harp on any one point too much.
No.
It's like they kind of let you fill in the meaning of it. They just, like, the gags made sense because it was the fucking Looney Tunes then.
Yeah.
That my generation, we grew up watching that shit.
Yeah.
Like 100%. We know all of the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Kids nowadays, they don't fucking care. They want to see fucking Paw Patrol or goddamn, what's another show? I mean, do kids even watch shows anymore? Peppa Pig.
I don't know, man.
They want to see some dumb shit.
I don't
you know
they're like, watching Rick and Morty, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't fucking
yeah,
know.
Absolutely. Like, but that's another thing. LeBron's a fan.
Yeah.
Of Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty shows up in the movie, by the way.
Ah, that's cool.
For like a scene. They like drop Tasmanian Devil off and they're like, get this fucking monstrosity.
Yeah, yeah. He's your problem now.
Yeah.
And then he burps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I thought they dropped the ball with not using like a different generation of cartoons. It would have been cool.
It would have been cool, but I mean it to me it doesn't really matter as long as like it's just fun. That's
right,
the point of
right.
Space Jam. It's just supposed to be ridiculous fun, but it wasn't fun, man. Mm. It wasn't fun to watch. Don Cheadle was just being really annoying. They had to make like a villain out of it, I guess. But what was fun about the first one was that everything was a cartoon around Michael Jordan.
Right.
And he was just kind of out of place. But in this, it's like kind of Ready Player One in that a lot of people are actually there and they're watching cartoons, but they're now CGI playing basketball, and LeBron's kid is on the other team, and Don Cheadle's like screaming at LeBron's kid, and you're like, this isn't really fun to watch.
Why is he yelling at him?
This is like kind of, it's weird. And also, LeBron got carried. Okay, I'm just putting that out there.
What?
He didn't do shit the entire game.
Well, at least he stayed true to form. Yeah. You know, like, Jesus Christ. Classic LeBron. Yeah, did he not take the game-winning shot?
He did take the game-winning shot.
Oh, then that's not true. Yeah, we need to run this
back.
But
Wile E. Coyote was the MVP.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Wile E. Coyote, if you care
even the MVP of his own cartoon.
He was the MVP.
Wow.
But, like, It was so stupid. Like, they kept rewriting the rules
right
during the basketball game, and it made it really annoying to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of framed it as a video game, but they kept changing it, and it was just annoying.
You know, I had the Space Jam soundtrack.
It's fucking fire.
Fire.
It's fire.
I listened to the Space Jam soundtrack on Spotify, the new one. I don't know.
It's fine.
It's got names.
It's fine.
But, like, I'm talking, like, if I hit them high, hit them high, hit them high, and you hit them low, hit them low, hit them low. Dude, they were killing it. That first one was fire.
Like,
and it was Michael, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is Michael's movie.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We got to throw some heat at him.
I don't know, man. Like, the first one was, like, people are defending the shit out of this new one.
I think that's.
I don't know why.
There's a lot of nostalgia involved and, like, people wanting it to work.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. I can tell it just doesn't deserve.
It makes no sense as to why. I don't even know if kids will enjoy it, because there's a lot of weird references that no one will understand unless you're an adult.
Right.
Like Don Cheadle's like, King Kong ain't got anything on me. You know that fucking Denzel Washington quote?
Of course.
LeBron turns into a cartoon and like shrinks up and he's like, I'm shorter than Kevin Hart. And like a kid's not going to laugh at that. Like, you got all these
references.
I'm not
going to laugh at that.
Yeah. They had an Austin Powers reference in the movie where it was like fucking Elmer Fudd as Mini-Me. Like, a kid's not going to understand what the fuck the movie's talking about there.
Right. So, but basically, from your perspective, it's just not good.
It's not good.
And you don't even see how it could be good if it's meant for kids.
The plot
If the argument that guy was making was it's a kid's movie, you're like, this isn't even good for kids.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
The plot is too convoluted. It's too messy.
Mm. Is it at least bright and shiny?
Oh my God, it's too bright and shiny.
Kids might like that.
But it was funny. I read a review that was like, no one laughed during this entire movie, and it was a full theater. But later, later my kids were like, I liked it. And I'm like, of course they liked it, because it had a bunch of flashing, shiny fucking lights thrown at them the whole time.
Right. Damn. So Space Jam 2 is an abomination.
I would honestly give it an abomination score.
I'm watching it. Now I have to watch it.
I would watch it while drunk, because there's just a lot of weird, funny shit that happens if you're like making fun of it. But like if you're just watching it to enjoy a movie, you're like,
right.
It's just weird, man. Like, especially the basketball game. Like the first hour is like making references to Warner Brothers movies. And then the last hour is like, okay, there's like a million Easter eggs in the background. And I think I saw Iron Giant back there, but I guess there's a basketball game going on, but I don't really know the rules of this basketball game. So I'm kind of invested.
Right.
I see LeBron there. I don't know. This is kind of lame.
And it's cartoon LeBron?
No, it's live
Real
action.
LeBron?
Everyone's live action in the actual basketball game.
What the fuck?
But then Don Cheadle turns into CGI Don Cheadle. And it looks really fucking weird.
Oh, my God.
Let me show you a still. I have no idea.
This sounds like the fucking dumbest movie of all time.
This is CGI Don Cheadle.
Hey, he's jacked.
Yeah, he's jacked.
Holy shit, look at the neck on this guy.
Yeah, I know. But
whose body is that?
It's literally all CGI.
It's amazing.
He looked really fucking weird.
Big Cheadle.
I don't know, man. It was way funnier in the first one when there was just like this weird guy. And the stakes in the first one were great, too.
They got to keep the powers?
It was like,
they got to give the powers back.
If we lose, we give you all of your teammates from real life.
Their talent. Yeah.
But if we win,
we get
you're
Michael
my
Jordan.
Slave.
Right.
It was like,
you
got to
play one-on-one while you're chained up. Yes. I remember
he's
that.
Literally
and he's got to lose to kids for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit. Those are dire stakes.
It was crazy to say. I was like, damn. They just kind of threw the stakes in the middle of the basketball game.
They're like, if you lose, your son will never truly appreciate or love you.
No, Don Cheadle was like, if you lose, we're just going to delete everybody. And everyone's like, what?
Everybody?
Wait, what?
Delete everyone from what?
I guess he was like, we're going to delete the cartoons. And the cartoons are like, they're going to delete us.
Don't worry. Time already did that.
Yeah.
You guys don't exist.
No one cares about you anymore.
This is your last gasp.
And I guess they teleported real people into the server. And he was like, you guys are all stuck here if LeBron loses. But like, I don't care about any of these people.
They all suck.
They're all random people. Yeah, I don't give a shit. It would be way. I don't know, man. I'm done. I'm done talking about this stupid
movie. It is hard to try and make like a coherent argument against something that's
an incoherent movie.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I can't do it anymore. I don't want to talk about it. I just don't. I don't want to talk about this dumb movie anymore.
And that's not going to be Cal. That's not Cal's recommendation.
It is so bad, man.
Ah, that's amazing.
I can't believe I saw a tweet that was like, it's better than the first one. And I'm like, what are you watching, man? I get so triggered when I see
that.
That
might have just been
takes.
A troll.
I know, but like
that person was fucking with you. Or fucking with
the
internet.
No, they didn't reply to my tweet.
No, I know, but that person was fucking with people.
It felt like a sincere tweet. I can't tell anymore
it's
on the internet.
Text.
That's the thing.
Yeah, no, it's impossible. Unless you're having a conversation with someone face to face, just
But the tweet about it being made for children really set me off.
Right.
Because I hate when people say that shit.
No, that's fair. That's like a cop out.
And that's why I watched the movie. That's literally the exact reason why I watched the movie.
Damn, you got to stay off Twitter for a while.
I mean, we had a fun segment for like
that
20
is true.
Minutes.
That is true. But you hurt yourself.
I did hurt
you
myself.
You hurt yourself.
Yeah.
In doing that.
Like, I kind of want to watch the first one again, but like.
Oh, the first one's great.
It's great.
It's great.
Like, Wayne, no matter what.
What's his name? Wayne Knight.
Fucking.
Larry Bird. Bill Murray,
dude.
Chuck. Fucks Barkley. Fucking, who else? Is it Sean Kemp? No, it's not Sean Kemp. Larry Johnson. Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy.
Brad, what's his name? The tall white dude.
Was it Emmett? No.
No.
It was the guy with the flat top. I can't remember his fucking name.
Larry Johnson, Charles Barkley, Muggsy Bogues, the tall white dude, and...
It wasn't Larry Bird.
Larry Bird's in it.
But it wasn't Larry Bird that got a talent stolen.
No, Larry's playing.
It was the one tall white dude.
Yeah, it's like Brad something, I think. Brad, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
No.
But I know at the end, when it's Larry Johnson, I'm pretty sure. He dunks, he goes, I know I got my powers back.
Yeah.
Come on, Michael, why don't you play with us?
Yeah, dude. Man.
I don't play that stuff no more. Oh yeah, he's a baseball player now.
Dude, I still remember the beginning of the first Space Jam is so great. Gonna fly like an eagle.
Right,
baskets.
Wetting them up.
It's so good, man.
It's a great movie.
So good.
It's a world class event.
It's such a like weird. It's like
it does
90s. It's so weird. Like, wait, the greatest basketball player of all time,
right?
At the time,
right?
With cartoons.
Oh, we didn't even talk about this.
What?
What was your take on Lola?
I never watched Lola.
Lola Bunny?
Oh, she's not hot at all, dude.
That's fucked up.
She's way less hot. And she's voiced by Zendaya, too. Like, you're going to have Lola Bunny voiced by Zendaya, and you make her less hot than the first time?
Well, they made her more androgynous. It kind of makes sense, actually. Yeah.
I don't know, man. But, like, I don't know. Lola was always the first thing.
Zendaya is,
like,
gorgeous.
Yes.
But her body is, like, you know.
She's really skinny.
She's not, like, you know. She's not curvaceous.
She's not voluptuous.
Right, right, right. So that kind of makes sense.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't have to reflect her actual body. I'm talking about Lola.
No, it just makes more sense.
Lola Bunny.
She was fine.
The one that made Bugs Bunny eyes literally turn into hearts.
The one that spawned an entire generation of furries.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need that. I wanted that shit back, man. And
yeah.
Her like intro in the movie is like she's training to become Wonder Woman, literally. Like she's training to become an Amazon, and Wonder Woman's like, you're going to become an Amazon with these trials. And she's like doing them. Yeah.
What?
Literally, I cannot make this shit up, bro.
What the fuck?
She's in
happening?
Wonder Woman universe. And dude, Daffy Duck, the most forgettable character in this entire movie. Like, Wait, yeah, it's Daffy Duck.
The black guy?
Yeah, the black duck. Not Donald Duck. Daffy Duck. I always get them mixed
white,
up.
Daffy's black.
Donald White, Daffy's black. Okay. Yes. Daffy Duck sucked, man. I love Daffy Duck from the first one.
Maybe they didn't want to make fun of people with speech impediments in this one. Trying to be a little more PC.
It's that, but that's Daffy Duck. That's literally his whole thing.
He's kind of an asshole, too.
But what I love about the first one is that he has, like, the most memorable lines. Mommy, I don't want to go to school today. I want to stay home and make cookies. I always remember that line.
Right,
man. That
right,
shit is
right,
iconic.
Right. Damn, and Michael's secret stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're all doing steroids.
There's, like, no focus on the actual Looney Tunes in this movie.
No, doesn't, like, Porky Pig do, like, an 8 Mile?
Oh, my fucking God.
Cultural appropriation. This little pink pig.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I did not want to
All
right,
we're
up.
Not talking about this anymore.
No, but Daffy Duck walks, like... Porky Pig's got this fucking fit on him. Like,
oh, I saw it. I saw it.
Dude, Don Cheadle does like a throwaway rhyme in the middle of the game. And then a fucking rap battle like screen comes out. He's like, wait, no, I wasn't trying to do a rap. And then Porky Pig shows up with this
Oh my
fit.
God.
He's like,
what's up? Like,
And Daffy Duck walks up to Porky and he's like, you got this, Notorious P.I.G.
Ugh.
And I'm like, way to fucking literally
Ugh.
Spell it out to us.
Ugh.
Fucking stupid movie. And it like made the whole movie grind to a halt, man. Because it was in the middle of the basketball game.
Right.
And they're like doing a rap battle.
Well, we got to throw it in there for the kids.
And Don Cheadle didn't even rap back. It was just Notorious P.I.G.
Bro, I'll tell you.
Rapping. And it was
they really
terrible.
Knew how to capture the attention, though, because the kids love hip-haps. Everyone knows that.
I really wish I didn't remember that part of the movie.
That's the only,
so
I
bad.
I saw that like in a clip, and I was like,
"But dude, the
what is happening?
The Twitter video, though, of them replacing it with Eminem's verse in 8 Mile was fucking hilarious.
Okay,
it was
that's
so
good.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucked my mom. Or no,
his
like, yeah,
real name's Clarence.
Yeah. Clarence's parents have a real nice marriage. Oh, no. Yeah, you fucked my girl.
That was funny, though. I wish they did that for the actual movie. But no, the movie's fucking lame.
Mm. Wow. So.
And Black Widow's lame, too. Don't watch Black Widow.
I'm not even going to get you started on that. We don't have enough time. That's another 2-hour rant.
That one sucked. Loki's really good, though.
Loki.
If I would recommend any Marvel property.
What's on the menu, Cal?
If I were to recommend anything from the MCU, it'd be Loki.
Loki.
Loki is one of the best like Marvel stories they've put in like a, you know, like their MCU that I've like ever seen. It's like top 3 for me.
Damn.
Loki's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've seen like the first 2 or 3 episodes.
So the first like 2 or 3, it's like they do a lot of world building and there's like these weird jokes and stuff and it's like it doesn't really hold you, but that last half, dude,
solid.
It's really fucking good.
Nice.
I remember watching the third episode and I was like, oh no, this show's gonna suck, because like isn't that the one that ends with it, where they're like on that planet and it like is all it's all like falling apart?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, that's
zero
right.
idea there, Mr. Cal.
But yeah, like the last episode of Loki is like some of the best Marvel, like, oh, it's just fucking good. It's so good. I don't want to get into
tight
it.
As fuck.
I want you to watch it and then we can do like a spoiler talk about it because it's got some of the best performances, some of the best dialogue, some of the best cinematography. It's amazing. It's way up there because there's no jokes, there's no cringy action, it's just people in a room talking. And that to me made it so much better.
That sounds like terrible.
But dude, trust me, like as someone that loves like the gripping drama of,
right,
and like characters having to make a choice that's way bigger than themselves,
yeah
it felt way more interesting and like impactful to see them make a choice that's not, do I got to save the world and beat the bad guy. It's like, there's no, like, you don't even know who the bad guy is. And you're like, there's just so much mystery to it. And it's like, it, I don't know, man. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait for season two.
Whoa. Wow. That's a good rec. Yeah. All right.
Big rec.
Cal's on Loki.
Yeah.
Cal's on Loki.
Big Loki fan right here.
Loki. Gotta watch. Okay. Rec first. I recommend not watching Naruto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, moments, great.
Yeah.
But the show overall.
I've watched fight scenes.
Classic.
From Naruto.
Fucking anime that's gone on way too long. Just exposition episodes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Nothing gets accomplished, but you find out, like, why a character struggles with looking at a fucking salmon or something, you know, like, or why they're locking themselves in a room for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my God, who gives a shit? You got a bad haircut when you were a kid. Who fucking cares? And it's always very similar to the story you saw before.
Yeah.
But the fight scenes kind of fuck. And the character progression, like the power progression, you know, the way they step up, you know, that shit's cool. So it's like, I mean,
it's like 900 episodes, bro.
Exactly. So it's like, you don't need to watch it. You don't. If you haven't watched it by now, you don't have to. Am I enjoying it? Kinda. But I would say my recommendation is don't watch
I've
Naruto.
Watched some of the fight scenes from Naruto on YouTube.
Not bad.
Those, they fuck, man.
This is what you should do with those, though. You should literally, we should create super cuts or like edited without all the filler bullshit, just the fight itself, because they do this fucking thing in this show where they're supposed to be fucking ninjas, right?
Yeah.
One of the most important things about being a ninja is being secretive.
Stealthy? Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of that, the stealth aspect, because that's not what they do. They just use the word ninja very loosely.
Uh-huh.
But they have like these little secrets that they have, you know, like their little techniques and shit, right? Every time they do a new one, they're like, well, just so you know, this is my secret ninjutsu.
They have to explain it
all. I hide all of my chakra behind my forehead, and then when I need it the most, I use it to heal my whole body. You can tell I had chakra because there's a point right here on my forehead. And it's like, well, that's not a secret anymore. I hope we don't see you again.
You literally just told it.
Well, I hope we don't run into you again because I know your secret now and I know exactly how to fight against it.
Oh my God.
Fucking stupid. Just dumb shit. You know, classic anime shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I recommend not watching it.
Okay.
Because I'm addicted right now.
I mean, I'm never going to watch Naruto.
Good. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I am going to watch.
Delta.
I'm going to keep watching the fight scenes on YouTube.
Yeah, do that.
Those bang.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're definitely not bad.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Dude, Owen Wilson never said wow in Loki. That is the one thing that makes it not a perfect show.
Wow.
They never let him.
Wow.
They said don't ever say wow.
That's rude.
It's fucking rude, man.
I mean, that's like,
it's like the one reason I'm watching your stupid show.
That's like you get Mariah Carey as a feature and then you say, hey, don't dolphin scream. Why else do you have Mariah Carey?
That's the whole point.
Just get Ariana Grande. Just get, what's her name? Aries Spears.
Free Britney, by the way.
Free Britney. I mean, you saw when she like broke her ankle and all that shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do we need to free her?
Yes.
She was just dancing. That's something she's supposed to be good at.
Well, she's got a lot going on in her life. A
lot of pills.
She needs to be freed.
Free her. Fuck it.
Free.
I mean, it's one of those things. Yeah, like, let her make the decision. Who gives a fuck? It is weird. It's a very predatory situation she's in.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
What's your like? What are you liking right now, Cal?
What am I liking right now?
You wrecked Loki.
Ah, fuck. I did wreck Loki.
What do you like?
Shit.
Or you could do what you don't really care for.
I'll do a like.
What do you like on the menu there, Callie?
I like my new job.
Wow.
It's great. I'm sorry I couldn't think of anything like off the top of my head.
It's completely fine.
But yeah, we didn't talk about this guy right here.
Ooh.
But I want to like
this.
For
the Patreon, we'll talk about it.
I want to like this.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this on a later date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you play it, maybe?
I don't want to play it. I wanted to talk about like
wanting to play
what is going on behind it and all that.
It's a good like.
Yeah. What about you? What do you like?
I'm liking working out.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just getting up, putting an hour in, just fucking, there's this torture artist that Heather's had me watching. Well, there's two of them. Trainer Caitlin for a hit that will just get you going.
Yeah.
And then this chick, Shayna. Wow.
Well, you're looking good, dude.
I dress like an asshole, but I feel great.
Yeah. I still remember the first time I met you. You did not look that skinny. That's all I'm going to say.
Which
you
is
look
weird
because
I was
good.
On drugs.
You look good.
Oh, no. Well, I do like working out. I'm going to stay with that. I like that. But, yeah.
Is there another thing you like? You can say
I'm liking stand up again.
Let's fucking go, bro.
You know?
Yeah, good shit.
Finally, yeah. 16 fucking months.
I love it, man.
And I'm back on stage, just up there making people want to go home, which is my favorite place to be.
Yes.
Making
it's a happy place.
No, I swear, I'm not as cringy as I used to be.
Good.
I'm not trying to offend. I'm trying to really make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Good.
So, I'm loving that. But the working out is paramount in this pursuit because the anxiety and the weird nervousness and all the shit that I just normally feel. An hour into a workout, like, you're just done.
Really?
All of that shit goes away.
That's cool.
Because you have to, like, you really have to push yourself at one point. Yeah. So, like, if that's, you know, what it takes to get, you know, kind of back to some level of just normal brain function, fuck. Just do it.
Good shit.
Yeah. So, working out, very important.
Hell yeah, dude.
I like it. I like it a lot. Don't recommend it. I recommend not watching Naruto.
Yeah.
But I definitely like working out.
Good.
What do you got? What don't you like on the menu there, big dog? Sunlight, obviously.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Cheers. Love you, buddy.
I don't like caffeine addictions. Shit's really annoying. I've been drinking coffee a lot because my days are getting filled with a lot going on and I wake up early and I go to bed late. So I'm drinking like 2 cups of coffee in the morning now. Mm-hmm. And I used to never have to drink coffee. And now if I don't drink enough coffee, I'm going to have a blasting headache at the end of the day.
Right.
And it's going to feel like shit.
Mm.
I hate it, man.
Yeah,
it's
that's not ideal. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
But
I get that.
Coffee is really not as bad for you as everyone seems to make it out to be.
No.
Which is weird. But coffee's like, it's totally fine for you. It's just the caffeine part of it that makes it kind of druggy.
Right, absolutely.
But like, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, 4 cups a day, baby.
4 cups of coffee a day, bro.
Easy.
Let's fucking go.
Without even thinking about it.
Yeah? You
oh,
do?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
You do 4 cups a day.
Crush.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you drink coffee.
Well, I mean, I do it in the morning.
You drink 4 cups in the morning?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Wow, you don't spread them out? You just, it's all in the morning?
Spread them out. What am I drinking coffee in the middle of the day? Like a psycho?
I've drinking a night before.
Really?
So I like,
can't
get
do
through
that.
A movie. If I'm going to a movie
I'll just
theater,
have a Red
I'm drinking.
Bull. I'm not going to drink coffee. It just sits there. It's coffee, you know? It's hot.
But it's
I don't
natural.
Drink iced coffee.
Red Bull's like.
Dude, I'll choke a five hour energy down at like 8 o'clock.
You're before a psycho. I go. You're a fucking insane person. Just drink a coffee. That shit does not last as that long.
Nah. It's just coffee. It's
you're
too
nuts,
heavy.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's coffee's too heavy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I gotta get like a tall guy.
Get an espresso shot, you
that's a good
psycho.
Idea. That's a good idea. But I mean yeah.
It's concentrated caffeine.
Have a Red Bull. Maybe have a little 5 hour guy.
Two?
No. But just one or the other.
You're a real caffeine addict.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
a caffeine fiend.
Come on, brother. Yeah. Jeez. I never said I wasn't. Yeah, I guess my I guess my like would be not being over-caffeinated, or my dislike, my hate. No, what I'm hating is traffic. It's back. It's back.
It's been back.
It's back big.
Guess who doesn't have to worry about traffic
anymore? Nice. That should have been my like, not having to drive
to work.
That should
have been my like, but I guess my job kind of fits in with that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You don't have to drive to work?
I can walk.
That's true.
I can walk.
Yeah.
20 minutes if I'm like lollygagging.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to leave that job. It's too good for you.
Well, I mean, I would
leave
it. They
keep giving you more money, too.
Yeah. The second that stops, then we got to go. Yeah, if I'm not.
It's like every 3 to 4 months, you're like getting a lot
I'm
more
like, man,
money.
They're paying me. I don't know what happened. I just showed up on time a couple of times, and they were like, dude, you're great.
Oh, my God.
All you have to do is literally work.
Didn't happen to me.
Well, what we call work is different. We have different definitions, sir. By that, I mean, I know how to be seen by the person that needs to see me working right at the time they need to see me. Catching what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I do.
It's not like I'm working harder than you. I'm just working more.
So you're a kiss
efficiently
ass.
Than you. Fuck no. I'm a suck dick.
There's a little kiss assery
I'm
there.
I'm a dick suck. I'm not going to kiss your ass. I might give you a little gulping and burping. Anyways, that's enough of this vulgar talk.
Yeah.
That
was good.
No, this was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It's great to be back.
Sorry to be so negative about Space Jam, but it's really bad.
Hey, yeah, you got to speak your truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could praise something for once on this.
What was that?
Podcast. Loki.
Oh, Loki did get a big nod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge nod from me. I love it. WandaVision got like 23 Emmy nominations, and I'm like, bullshit. Get that shit out of my face. That's just not as good as Loki.
Well, maybe Loki's going to get a billion.
I hope so.
Yeah. You have no idea.
I really just want these mega corporations to get a
Is
lot
that guy
of awards.
In anything else?
Tom Hiddleston? Not lately, but he is great in Loki. He fucking loves that character because that's like all he has, pretty much.
Right, right.
But he gives it his all, man, and I really respect him for that. He flips his hair. He does the fucking, like, 50 times in the show. But it's great, man. I love it. I love the guy.
Dude,
He's
when
a
I
great
had long
Loki.
Hair, there's nothing like that. Long hair, you get in some water and you flip that puppy back.
Yeah, man. Woo! Dude, my hair's getting kind of long now, and I like flipping it back. It's fun.
All right, we got to end this podcast.
It's great. It's great. I'm having a great time.
This was great. It was great to catch back up. Thank you guys, as always.
I love that I put this book here.
And we didn't talk about it.
We didn't talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, go play Cyberpunk.
No.
Don't play it.
Don't
You're
play
right.
Cyberpunk.
You're right. Don't play it. It's for trash people. It's a trash game for trash people.
Yeah, but there is a lot going on surrounding this game. We got to talk about it soon.
Amazon, the checks still have not cleared.
Amazon. Google. Where's her phones, dude?
We're done with them. And Billie Eilish, we're still waiting. I think maybe next week she might phone in.
I was expecting a live performance in the studio.
Well, she said she can't yet, but she might phone in. So,
okay.
We got that.
It's fine.
Something to look forward to, guys.
Yeah.
As always, we love and appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Love
sorry,
you, buddy.
Sorry for our sporadic recordings, but we are coming back.
Yeah.
Big and strong.
Big and strong.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Fish burrito to the moon.
To the moon. Mikey Bitcoin signing off with Cali Crypto. Kisses, bitches.
Let's go. Cali Crypto and MJ. Wait, what?
Wow. Mikey Bitcoin.
Mikey Bitcoin. Yeah.
people think.
It's like...